ओम शांति। हाओ ब्रह्मा बाबा डिपेंड द स्टेज ऑफ सोल कॉन्शियसनेस। Since the beginning of Yajna, means 1937, when Brahma Baba had the vision of soul, after that Baba used to see it in early hours, morning, early mornings, for a long period of time, hours and hours, Baba was practicing soul conscious state. And there is a saying, charity begins at home. While being at home, when Baba was looking at them, Baba was practicing, my son Narayan is also a soul. My wife Jasoda is also a soul. My daughter Nirmal Shanta is also a soul. Baba used to write on a paper thousands and thousand times, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. Only whoever was coming in front of Baba, this is a soul, this is a soul, this is a soul, this is a soul. And because of that, Baba's vision become soul conscious vision. That is called X-ray vision. X-ray can give us photo of internal organs. In the same way, Baba could see the soul point of light, the one who is hiding underneath the forehead. Baba was visualizing very clearly. That is why Baba's vision called X-ray vision. And along with that, Baba was always considering as Baba is Karan Karavanhar, the one who makes me to do, and soul is a Karanhar, soul is a doer. In the same way, Baba was practicing, soul is a Karan Karavanhar and body is a Karanhar. I, the soul, is performing actions through these organs. And while performing action also, Baba was experiencing detached involvement. While performing action also, Baba was experiencing detached stage. For example, the traveler is traveling and staying in a Delhi in a hotel for 2 days. And he have to leave after 2 days, the hotel. That's why he will stay in that hotel like a detached traveler. I am living here, but I have to vacate this hotel. I have to leave this hotel. Nothing is mine. Clear, there must be clear understanding in between I and mine. I am a soul and body is mine. In the same way, Baba used to always thinking that I, the soul, is a guest in this bodily house. Body is a guest house. And I, the soul, is a guest in this guest house and in this old world also. That is why Baba was experiencing detached stage easily. While being in the body, Baba was experiencing bodiless stage. When Baba was sitting in a cottage also, Baba was experiencing deep soul consciousness. And because of that, the Baba's aura was becoming larger and larger, powerful. When somebody was going to meet Baba, that person was experiencing the vibrations. Soul has 7 qualities, original 7 qualities. Peace, purity, power, love, bliss, happiness, and knowledge. When somebody was sitting in front of Baba, he was experiencing, I am just flowing in the waves of peace, in the waves of purity. He was experiencing the force of deep soul consciousness. Once Dadi Prakash Maniji was sharing her experience. Baba was taking her on the tour of Madhuban, and Baba's hand was in Baba's Dadi's hand. And Dadi has said that I was feeling Baba's hand like a hand of light, a hand of cotton. I was not feeling physical hand. Because when Baba was moving around in Madhuban, everybody was experiencing Baba as an angel. Why? Because the light of soul was always on. And that is why the observer, they were experiencing Baba as a lighthouse and might house. This house, bodily house, is a lighthouse. House of the light and house of the might. And when your Baba used to go on Baba's rock, at that time also Baba used to practice deep soul conscious stage and deep soul conscious vision also. That is why the Baba's rock is called as a graveyard rock. When Baba was and Mama was giving drishti to the souls, they used to go in a trance. They were experiencing bodiless stage easily. Such a powerful vision was there. When Baba was practicing soul conscious stage, Baba was practicing soul consciousness along with self-respect title. For instance, I, the soul, is going to become a number one king of King Narayan. Sometimes Baba used to have the self-respect. I, the soul, is an elevated soul. I, the soul, is sitting now in this old body. But very soon, tomorrow, I am going to become a Krishna. And when Baba was practicing, he was experiencing very high spiritual intoxication. Sometimes Baba used to dance also in that spiritual intoxication. In this way, all the time, hours and hours, Baba was practicing soul conscious stage. Because while moving around, we can practice soul conscious stage, but not deep. But when we practice soul conscious stage while sitting, we can focus maximum attention on the self. And we can easily experience deep soul conscious state. And that is why at the end, Baba used to experience his karmatit stage. Karmatit stage means experiencing beyond the awareness of physical organs and experiencing beyond the effect of karma action on the soul. And Baba was always thinking that soul conscious stage is the first lesson and last lesson also and very important lesson in Brahmin life. Because that is the foundation of our Brahmin life. When the January month is coming, we often remember Brahma Baba. Because Shiva Baba had given special blessings to this January month. Brahma Baba left his physical body in this January month. That is why Shiva Baba had given a special blessing to this month. We can receive any blessings from Baba by putting little bit efforts. We can experience a lot of fruits, result. That is why we must take maximum benefit of this month. Because Brahma Baba is standing in Madhuban as a tower of peace, Baba is standing in front of us. Tower means what? Tower means very high stage. An unshakable stage. Immovable stage. But how Baba maintained that stage? By practicing deep soul conscious stage. This is the secret. For maintaining unshakable stage of yoga, one must work sincerely on soul conscious stage, and secondly, on the self-respect. If you work on these two aspects, you would be able for maintaining elevated stage of yoga, as Brahma Baba maintained. The moment we are losing soul conscious stage or self-respect, our stage is falling down. That is why Brahma Baba is a role model for me. And Baba's final words were, be bodiless, be voiceless, and be egoless. In fact, this is the essence of all knowledge. Because Baba maintained that type of the bodiless stage, deep soul conscious stage. We have to follow Baba in this aspect. Brahma Baba is a role model for me. I have to just follow his footsteps. For maintaining elevated stage of yoga, we must practice deep soul conscious stage with proper method. What is the proper method? Visualize very clearly the sparkling star in the center of your forehead with the eye of intellect. Who am I? I am this point of light. How am I? I am a peaceful light, radiating divine light of peace all around me. Who am I? I am a star, wonderful star. How am I? I am a pure star, spreading the light of purity all around me. In this practice, there are two factors. First factor is the percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. For instance, if I am a new practitioner of Raj Yoga, I can visualize myself as a soul, as a point of light with 10% consciousness or 20% consciousness. If I am visualizing with 20% consciousness, it means I am having 80% body consciousness incognito. Now, increase the percentage of visualization gradually and gradually. 10 to 20, 30, 40, 100% soul conscious stage means full soul conscious stage. Our aim is experiencing full soul consciousness. This is the first factor. And second factor, we must practice that soul consciousness stage as long as we can. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours in a day. In this way, we can increase the depth, means quality, of soul conscious stage. And quantity also, means time of being in that stage also. We must develop vertical progress as well as horizontal progress. This is a proper method for practicing soul conscious stage. But sometimes we feel bore. Point of light, how long I can stay in that stage? What is the reason of that? I am not only a point of light. I am a very special point of light. I am a very special soul selected by God. Out of millions and millions souls, He select me. In other words, you could say self and respect. These two things must be together. Who am I? And how am I? I am a soul, and I am a very special soul. If you practice these two things together, then you can enjoy soul conscious stage. You can enjoy super sensitive joy while practicing soul conscious stage. Where you can experience very good spiritual intoxication. Your mind and intellect would be full with joy, full with happiness, and full with intoxication. That is why we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the day long. Practice of soul consciousness is making us detached from this body, bodily world, bodily being, and bodily things. And once we become detached, the self-respect pulls us. And self-respect can help us for traveling upwards. Easily we can go in soul world. Easily we can sit with Baba. Because when there is a godly intoxication, there won't be worldly intoxication. And when there won't be worldly intoxication, you can easily be detached from this old world. And you can easily fly to a soul world. That is why maintaining self-respect throughout the day is a very important aspect in our Brahman life for increasing the depth of soul conscious state also. In my childhood, I was following Baba's principles for 2-3 years, but I was not progressing. And I was thinking, why I'm not progressing? Why my yoga is not good? Why my soul conscious stage is not good? You know what was the reason? My face was towards the inferiority complex. I am not good enough. Baba select me, but I don't know. By mistake he select me. I am having so impure thoughts in my mind. I am hopeless. I am useless. Like this inferiority complex I was always experiencing. And that is why I was not progressing. I just turned my face towards the self-respect. Who said I am nothing? I am a very special soul. God select me. Out of millions and millions, millions select souls, He select me. I have special qualities. I start maintaining self-respect and I was progressing and progressing and progressing. Understand? When we are going in a center, reading Murli, listening Murli, oh, today's Murli was very nice, really wonderful. Experiencing very high intoxication. But the moment we are going away from the center, face is becoming ordinary. Is this right? Chris Ben, is this right? Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. But this is happening? Not anymore. Yeah, very good. Yes? Sometimes? Whatever the intoxication we are experiencing in class, in center, sometimes we may not able to experience that type of the self-respect, that type of the intoxication while performing action or while being in that laukic world. Sometimes it's happening. Doctor? Why that is happening? I found the reason of that. We were playing very special role in a golden age and silver age. We were the king of the king in a royal family for 21 birth. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnapped us and put in the jail. How many years? 2,500 years. We were in a jail of Maya. That's why we become slave. And that is why there is a deeply rooted sanskars of inferiority complex. This is the reason. That sanskar is not allowing us to come out. Now what we have to do? We must not look towards the copper age and iron age role, but we must look towards this area. How I was playing role in the golden age and silver age, and now again I am going to play that role, elevated role. Then automatically you can maintain very high spiritual intoxication anywhere, any part of the world. No matter what type of the atmosphere is there, your stage would be unshakable. Sometimes we are giving respect to others and we forget to give respect to the self. Prakash Mani Dadiji has said, you just become the embodiment of two words, you can become like Dadiji. Two words, maintain self-respect and give respect to everybody. Just follow this, practice this. We are doing sometimes mistake. We are giving respect to others, but we are not giving respect to the self. That is why some Baba children have the thoughts, oh, I have not seen Brahma Baba. If I might have seen Brahma Baba, I can easily follow Brahma Baba. How Baba was maintaining self-respect and spiritual intoxication. But now also possible. When Baba is coming in Guljadadi's body, medium, look at Baba's face. Baba's face is very powerful, is very energetic. Anybody could feel from Baba's face, this is the almighty authority sitting in front of us. He is my father. He is not a third person. He is my father. I have to just follow him. I am mouth-born progeny of Brahma Baba. I am the child of Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. That's why I can be with like him. I can follow him very easily. In the same way, we must keep on maintaining self-respect. King is always sitting on the throne. And he is controlling and ruling his subject. In the same way, I, the soul, the king, is sitting on the throne of my self-respect. And I am ruling my sense organs, subtle organs, controlling them, and experiencing self-sovereignty stage. Baba has said that those are experiencing self-sovereignty stage, they can become the king or king of king in a golden age and silver age. That is why, while practicing soul conscious stage, we must sit on the throne of self-respect also. Then automatically you can imbibe royal sanskar, gentle sanskars in the soul. As much the higher intoxication, that much the elevated thoughts would be in your mind, elevated words would be there, and elevated action would be there, then finally elevated sanskars would be there. That is in our hand. How can I create my bright future? Because this present efforts are related with the future. That is why, as much the easy, natural, and constant, and deep soul conscious stage we can experience, that much the easy, natural, and deep and constant God consciousness we can experience. Yoga would be very easy for me. I can maintain connection with Baba very easily. Because when we practice soul conscious stage, easily we can experience angelic stage also. And this is the need of this time. Experiencing angelic stage. And experiencing different relationship with Baba through angelic form throughout the day. When we start experiencing different relationship with Baba, then we can experience Baba is with me. Baba is always with me. And those souls wouldn't have this experience, they would say, oh, I'm missing Baba. That is why throughout the day, we have to maintain soul conscious stage and angelic stage also, and we have to experience different relationship with Baba. And we must experience Baba as my whole world. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Free bird can fly. Yes. I, the soul bird, can sit in this bodily cage and can fly beyond this bodily cage and can sit in soul world with Baba. This is called flying stage. And now the need of this hour is experience of volcanic stage. Experience of powerful yoga stage. And for that, we need to experience deep soul conscious stage and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep means what? I must be lost deeply in soul consciousness, I must not have the awareness of my physical kocham. That is called deep soul consciousness. And powerful soul consciousness means I am not only a soul, but I am a master almighty soul. I am a powerful soul. I am master son of knowledge. When we are sitting with Baba with such a powerful consciousness, we can receive so much tremendous power from Baba automatically. And we can experience volcanic form of yoga. Baba has said that the time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of experiencing really powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. And that is why we need to experience deep and powerful soul conscious state. And we have done this practice. Every cycle we practice this. There is a very special memorial in scriptures. You know, which is that memorial? Sometimes you might have a read in Murli, heard in Murli. When the Pandavas, they were climbing higher and higher stage, there was a dog along with Pandavas. Dog is always moving the tail. They were climbing higher and higher, the dog disappeared. And they were climbing more and more, they were melting. And then even with climbing more and more, they disappear. What does it mean? What is the meaning of that story? When we are experiencing higher stage, the body is a tail of the soul. Disappear. Forget. Body is a tail of the soul. And when we are climbing more and more higher stage, melting means whatever the rubbish is there in the soul, body consciousness of 63 birth is melting away. After that, the Pandava, they disappear means they return home and sit in their section in soul world. This is the story of our present efforts. We have to just repeat that only. We are not doing anything new, but we have to just repeat that again. Okay? Now, can we have the experience, deep experience of soul conscious stage for a few minutes? Yes? Yes, let us try. Okay? Okay. Sit upright. As I sit here, I visualize deeply and clearly in the center of my forehead with the eye of my intellect that I am a living star. I, the soul, is a wonderful star. I, the soul, is a very bright, shining star. I, the soul, is a radiant star. Radiating divine light all around me. And experiencing wonderful aura of divine light. Surrounding me, I am a pure light. Radiating the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Experiencing blissful stage. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing my true form, my incorporeal form, my bodiless form, my divine form with the divine eye. And experiencing also the Supreme Father select me out of millions and millions. He select me. And he gave me the knowledge through the mouth of Brahma Baba. I am mouth born progeny of Brahma Baba. I am a hero actor. Baba gave me a special role of hero actor in this unlimited drama. I have direct connection with the director of this drama. I am listening every day. The direction from the director in the form of Srimad Thiru Murali. How fortunate am I? I, the soul, is receiving the sustenance of God. As there are stars in the sky, in this hall also, there is a beautiful gathering of living stars. Every star, every living star is sparkling. Son of knowledge, Baba, Shri Baba, is observing this beautiful gathering of living stars. And showering this beautiful gathering with the flower of love. With the golden flower. I am a world benefactor soul. Sparkling star is sparkling on my forehead. I, the soul, point of light, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards. Flying beyond this world globe. Flying beyond the sun, the moon and stars. I arrived at a certain region. Where every day, everywhere, there is a snow white, bright divine light. I, the soul, point of light, adopt the dress of divine light, the dress of an angel. The emperor of angels, sweet Brahma Baba, is just standing in front of me. My sweetest Shiva Baba is also visible in his forehead. Bab Dada is giving me very powerful drishti. I, the angel, is receiving tremendous power. Through Baba's drishti. How fortunate am I? Bab Dada is giving me special sustenance. I, the sole point of light, is living the dress of an angel and flying upwards with the power of my intellect towards the soul world. I arrived at a soul world. How beautiful is this world? It is a world of infinite golden ray divine light. Sweet silence is there. Deep silence is there. Extremely beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. I am visualizing Baba's beautiful form. With the eye of my intellect, Baba becomes the light of my eyes. He is a son of knowledge. He is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly over me. I, the soul, is receiving tremendous power from Baba, son of knowledge. And enjoying and experiencing powerful stage of yoga. Om Shanti.